One halakha in the laws of Birkat HaMazon. The Shulchan Aruch writes that when you have a zimun of three people, or of course more, one should be careful to make the zimun al kos yayin. This is something that people unfortunately neglect for some reason. That the Birkat HaMazon is a very, very important mitzvah, like a wedding that we make on a kos yayin, like a brit milah that we make on a kos yayin, like a pinyon ben that we make al kos yayin. Anytime we have a special mitzvah, we do it al kos yayin. Birkat HaMazon certainly is not less than any of those. It's a mitzvah deoraita. So therefore the halakha says that one, the mizamen, the one that's making the zimun, should hold a cup of wine during the Birkat HaMazon. Then after Birkat HaMazon, he says, Sabri Maranan, Bre Pri Agefen, and he drinks. The Ben Ish Chai has a case where a person only had one cup of wine. So he says, should he use it for Havdalah, or he should use it for the Kos of Birkat HaMazon? There he says he should use it for Havdalah. Havdalah, it seems, is more important to use the Yayin. And anyway, Halakha writes that if you don't have wine for this mitzvah of Kos Birkat HaMazon, you're allowed to use what's called Hamar Medina. Hamar Medina would be another intoxicating beverage that people normally drink as a Hashuv beverage. In America, it would probably be like a beer. So a person would be able to take a beer if he didn't have a cup of wine and pour it into a cup. Sabri Manana, in that case you say Shakol Niyavad Baro. Now, there's one other halakha regarding the Kos Birkat HaMazon. Halakha writes that one must add 3 drops of water to the cup of wine at a certain point. Now, normally, whenever we add the 3 drops of water, which is called in halakha Mezigat HaKos, we usually do that before we make the Berakha. In Kiddush, for example, we do it before Kiddush, we add 3 drops of water. So seemingly, we would think that during the Kos Birkat HaMazon, before we lift it up, before we start the Birkat HaMazon, to add the 3 drops. That's not the case. The halakha writes that when you get to the second berakha in the Birkat HaMazon, alakol, nudelecha, and you say, ve'akalta, ve'savarta, uberakta, and then you get to the word et. If you look at most of the sidurim, in parentheses over there it says, yimzog etakos. Over here, you should add the mezigat to the kos. What does it mean, mezigat to the kos? You take water that you have prepared already from before, and you add 3 distinctive drops, which means the drops should be separate from each other. And the halakha writes from the Ben Ish Chai that this water that you're adding to the kos should be fresh water, as opposed to water that you drank from. If you drink from that water is called pagum. And therefore you should not pour water that's pagum as the mezigah. So therefore before the Birkat HaMazon, you should prepare the water. A lot of times it happens, you take from the water that's on the table. And that's the water you drank from. And right away you just pour it into the cup. Ben Ish Chai says it's preferred to use the water that was not a pagum. Now the Ben Ish Chai finally offers a kavana that a person should have when he makes the mezigah. Now, the rule is, if the Ben Ish Chai gives us a kavanah, we should have this kavanah. One should not say, well, this is for Kabbalistim, we're not into the Kabbalah. The Ben Ish Chai wrote his book for the Amaares people. He wrote the book for the simple people of Baghdad. And if he gave them this kavanah, so that means everybody, even simple people like us, should offer the kavanah. And we shouldn't say, oh, this is for other people. He wrote it for people like us. Maybe a drop higher, but nonetheless, he didn't write it for, Kabbalistim. The kavanah is as follows, he says. When you're adding the word mayim into the water, the word mayim numerically equals 90. Well, the word the number 90 doesn't mean too much to a lot of people. However, the Ben Ish Chai says that it's corresponding 9 yudin, the letter yud, times 9. 9 times yud is 90. Now, where these 9 yuds come from? So he writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has 4 names. The 4 names are called the name of Ab, the name of Sag, the name of Ma, and the name of Ben. if you look at some of the Sidurim, some of them actually write them out for you. In any event, these names are actually different variations of the way you would spell Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke. I'll just give you one example so you understand how to calculate. The name of God that equals 72 is actually taken from the Yudke Vavke, which only equals 26. Well, how do you get from 26 to equal 72? It's not magic, it's very simple mathematics. A 3-year-old could understand it. You take the letter Yud and you spell it in its complete form. Yud would be Yud Vav Dalid, Yud. Well, that's already 20. Yud Vav Dal equals 20. The letter He, which is the second letter of Hashem's name, is spelled He Yud. He Yud is 15, so now you have 35. Vav would be spelled Vav Yud Vav. Vav Yud Vav is 22, so that brings you to 57. And then the last letter He of Hashem's name is He Yud. That's 15, so 57 and 15 is 72. So there you go, you got the name of 72. Magic. Now, in that name of Shem Ab, you have 4 Yuds. You have the Yud Vav Dalet, you have the He Yud, the Vav Yud Vav, and the He Yud. So that's 4 out of the 9. Now, without going too much, but the other 3 names also have Yuds in there. So if you go through in your mentally all the 4 names of Hashem, you'll find that there's 9 Yuds altogether in the long version of Hashem's name, Ab Sagma Ben. And that's Gematria 90, which is Gematria Mine, which basically for us, when we're pouring the water into the mezigah, we're actually infusing it with the Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they say that this wine of the Birkat HaMazon is very, very beneficial for girls that need to have fertility, to have pregnancy. After they drink, they give the girl to drink, the wife to drink from it. It's a sigula for ailments, the Ben Ish Chai says. If a person needs the fu'ah, this wine over here is not regular wine. After all, you put in it the 4 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Kavanot. So therefore, one should not be a mizazel. And Ashkenazim, they're not careful on this. Why? There was a rabbi called Avihayel Michal Epstein, the Aruch HaShulchan. He writes because in the European countries where they lived in abject poverty and they didn't have wine. Today we take it for granted. Everybody has wine. We have wine coolers and cellars and all these different things. We go to any store, even by the Goyim, we can buy kosher wine. But the Ashkenazim in Europe, wine was a rarity. If they can get one cup of wine for Kiddush on Friday night, that's considered a big thing. Let alone not every time they're going to make Birkat HaMazon to use wine. It was impossible. So therefore, the custom just got forgotten. But he bemoans the fact. He says, but today that we have wine, it's today that it changed. Why didn't we go back to our custom? And therefore he says, you should have it. So for us, the point is that there's really no excuse. The beracha of the yayin that we have should cause us to go back to the original position that when we have a zimun, the beracha should be made al-kosh yayin and mezigah during the beracha of the halakot.